Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. We've got a beauty today. Just a short, sharp couplet. Shorter time domain, high intensity, keep the athlete moving. It's a trap because it doesn't look that bad, but it is. It's just glorious. It's SQT. And the last time we did this was on November 6th, 2021. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check all your data for that day. Should you make a modification for today? Did you put any down in the notes section? SQT is 3 rounds for time of 10 ground to overhead with a 95-pound barbell for men, 65-pound barbell for women, and a 200-meter shuttle sprint. You mark out 50 meters, and the way this shuttle sprint is done, you go down and back, down and back, and that gives you the 200 meters. It says, well, it's listed as ground overhead. How most people, if they have the capacity, will do this is as a power snatch, ground overhead. However, it does not specifically say you have to do power snatch, so you also have the option, if you want, to do it as a clean and jerk. So 3 rounds for time, 10 ground overhead, 200 meter shuttle sprint. If you're new to this workout, you've got some capacity, you might be like, load seems a bit light. Why is it only 3 rounds? Why is the run so short? Aha, you have fallen into the trap because intensity is the key. Move well, move safely, but this is intended for you not to have a reason to slow down, for you to stomp that accelerator within the confines of your capacity. And this workout is a beautiful burner. SQT stands for SEAL qualification training, which is what, if somebody's gonna become a SEAL, they go through BUDS, they make it through BUDS before they show up to their team. They don't know what the heck they're doing. They have to have some more advanced skills. So they go to SQT to get some skills so they can be worthwhile to their platoon. I went through all of this myself as well many years ago. When I went through it, it wasn't called SQT, it was called STT, SEAL Tactical Training, but these days it's called SQT. So anyway, we've got some other equipment conversions in case you don't want to do the 200 meter shuttle sprints, you're gonna bike a row, got you covered there. We've got a video showing the power snatch, but like I said, you can clean and jerk it for sure. Here's some data pulled from BTWB. Super Fitness Robot Time, men, 4 minutes and 21 seconds or less. Women, 4 minutes, 59 seconds or less. You are moving. More likely time, men, 6 minutes, 30 seconds. Women, 7 minutes, 15 seconds. Saw a little typo here, get rid of that typo. Wild card option, 3 rounds for time, 10 clean and jerks, 200 meter shuttle run. 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. So if you'd like to do this with the clean and jerk, because maybe power snatch doesn't treat your shoulders well or something, got you covered, just select the wild card option. I should say, whether you're clean and jerking or power snatching, you don't need to do it unbroken. But I would say if when you're fresh, if you look at that loading, does a set of 10 something you think you could do pretty darn quick, whether it is unbroken touch and go or 10 really fast singles, like that's a weight that you can move and move well given your capacity, then you're probably in the neighborhood where the prescribed workout makes sense for you. But if not, then you're like, yeah, even fresh 10 is not something I could move quickly and safely. Let's think about some sort of scale or modification. Scaled option is 4 rounds for time, 7 ground overhead, 75 pounds for men, 55 for women, and 150 meter shuttle. And for that 150 meter shuttle, you're just going 75 out and 75 back. And you could clean and jerk or snatch that loading. But you could also, again, scale the scale. You could scale the wild card. You could modify the prescribed. So maybe you're going to do SQT. You're going to do 10 reps per round. You're going to do the 200 meter shuttle run, but you're going to do it at 75 pounds or 55 pounds. That's fine too. You can just input that into BTWB and you're solid. Limited equipment option. I remember this is how I did it last time. It was a stinger. A 50-pound dumbbell for men, a 35 for women, 3-2-1 go, 3 rounds for time, 20 dumbbell power snatch, 200 meter shuttle run. And that 20 dumbbell power snatch is 20 total. You're just alternating arms each time. I went against my wife that day. I lost. I remember it vividly. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot is 7 minutes or less, more likely 11 minutes-ish. No equipment workout of the day. 3 rounds for time, 15 burpees, 200 meter shuttle run. Accessory work optional as always. the linchpin low ring muscle-ups. You're going to do 10 to 30 reps using as little leg as possible. Got a video there. So you can use very little leg, make it this upper body strength building day. It's fantastic. But you could also use that as practice, right? Use a lot of leg, and that gives you the ability to just focus on how you're moving upstairs and work on your muscle-up technique. The low ring muscle-ups are fantastic. The other part of the optional accessory work gives you three choices. You're going to pick just one. Of course, you don't have to do anything. Choice number one, strict shoulder press, sets and reps listed with a video. Choice two, snatch balance, five singles, video there. Choice three, SOTS press, sets and reps listed also with a video. All of those are going to be wonderful. If you can do them all, then it just depends upon where you need the most work as to which choice would probably be the most beneficial for you. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling, the hamstring stretch, and the wall stretch for the shoulder, all of which have videos. And just like that, we're punched into September, another week is down. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your fitness journey. I 100% appreciate that, and don't take it for granted. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday.